back to your calls, lots of them coming in, of course, on whether Theresa May should finally step down or should she soldier on and see this through to the bitter end, whatever that bitter end now may be. Huge story, of course, has dropped over the last 2 or 3 hours. President Trump's campaign did not conspire with Russia during the 2016 election, according, anyway, to special counsel Robert Mueller's long-awaited and much-anticipated report. This is huge news for Donald Trump, and I would argue clears the way for him to win a second term. I thought he'd do it anyway, but this now makes it a hell of a lot easier. A summary of his report, which was released just a few hours ago, didn't, though, draw a conclusion as to whether Trump illegally obstructed justice. It didn't exonerate the president, in other words. But Donald Trump, of course, has seized on the release of this report to say in a tweet, no collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration. And he moves into capitals. Keep America great. Later on in the show, I'll be asking you whether this has all been a witch hunt and whether this has changed your view of Donald Trump. But with more of this, the very latest from Washington is LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks. And Simon, a very good evening or afternoon, I suppose, where you are to you. Tell us what you make of this. It's a huge story.
Well, it is a huge story, Matt, and it's a huge win, at least with regard to what Robert Mueller and his investigation found with regard to Russia and collusion for President Trump. The report, after 2 years of investigations, according to the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, reaches the conclusion that there is no evidence to support the claim that Donald Trump or senior figures within his campaign were colluding with the Russians during 2016. That is obviously an enormous win for a White House that has been dogged by the Mueller investigation since Robert Mueller was appointed special prosecutor. Throughout, President Trump has relentlessly insisted that the Mueller investigation was a witch hunt. It was all a hoax. It was 12 angry Democrats. He insisted, determined to try and undo his presidency. But in the immediate aftermath of Robert Mueller reaching that conclusion and that conclusion being published by the Attorney General that there have been no grounds to conclude that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians, well, on the tarmac at the airport in Florida before he headed back to Washington, Donald Trump was not in an especially charitable mood towards the special prosecutor.
This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side. So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So Donald Trump in triumphant mood there, but it has to be said that both he and his White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders are misinterpreting the second issue that was on Robert Mueller's agenda, perhaps willfully lying about the conclusion that Robert Mueller reached with regards to obstruction of justice. The special counsel in his report states that while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. And on that specific issue of obstruction of justice, Robert Mueller says it's perfectly possible that Donald Trump committed a crime, that he did commit obstruction of justice in the firing of the former FBI director James Comey. Robert Mueller leaves it up to the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, to determine whether any kind of criminal action should be taken against the president with regard to obstruction of justice. And bear in mind, for 2 years, Robert Mueller has mulled this issue over and come to the conclusion that he can't quite decide whether Donald Trump's conduct rises to the level of criminal. He's left it to the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, to make that determination. In less than 48 hours, William Barr, recently appointed to head the Justice Department by Donald Trump, has decided that no, his president should not face obstruction of justice charges. That gives the Democrats grist to the mill. They are going to insist that William Barr testifies before them. They may well insist that Robert Mueller testifies before them, but they've got a difficult decision to make now, Matt. Donald Trump justifiably can say the Mueller investigation found no evidence of collusion with the Russians. That in and of itself is a huge positive for the White House. Do the Democrats really want to carry on digging as we head towards 2020, or do they want to try and fight Donald Trump on the issues? Referring back to the way you started this conversation, I got a text recently from a top Republican, a never-Trumper, one of those Republicans who has never backed Donald Trump for the presidency, and he texted that he believes that with this Mueller investigation's report tonight, Donald Trump, like you think, Matt, has won the 2020 election.
Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed. And I was going to ask you that follow-up question. No need now. You have confirmed, or as good as confirmed, that Donald Trump has a very, very good chance of becoming a two-term president. And who would have thought that, even just days before that November election?